should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
Hot Copy is the absorbing story of a young newspaper woman, Anne Rogers, a smart, attractive girl with a nationally syndicated column, Second Glance, in which she covers many events which other, less courageous reporters would be afraid to touch. Her stories, in the words of her adventurous profession, are always Hot Copy.
Yep, who is it?
Blackie, dude, open up!
Okay, wait a sec. Hello, girlie. Anybody see you come here?
Oh, don't worry. I took two crosstown buses, one cab going north, then another cab going south, and then I walked the last mile to make sure no one was tailing me.
Smart. I like that.
Dude, I'm kidding. That's my car out front.
You gotta be careful in this game, Madison.
You been smoking your own product? Because that's paranoia with a plosive P.
Just get inside. It ain't paranoid to be cautious. Which is why I told you to use the password whenever you knock on a door.
Do you know how many passwords I have to remember on a daily basis? I've reset my password so many times, my first pet's name has lost all meaning.
Look, I got cops and G-men both to think about. I can't take no chances on opening doors to guys that don't know the score, see?
Fine. What's the password then? I'll save it in my phone.
Gimme buttered bread, hold the jam.
Okay, are there any capitals in that?
Capitals?
Punctuation?
What?
Number, symbols? It's long, but I still think it's a weak password.
Never mind. Look, what are you here for?
A dime bag.
A what?
A dime bag.
Oh, Madison, I'm tired of telling you to use the right signals.
Look, dude, I'm used to walking in a dispensary and getting what I need. With really friendly service, I might add. I'm sick of jumping through hoops for you. Especially since your stuff is mostly stems and seeds.
Then you don't need to buy from me.
Apparently I do, because it's not legal in the past.
And since I'm your only option, I think you might want to start playing by my rules.
What I have to go through just to take the edge off these old-timey radio shows? Fine! What am I supposed to say?
You ask for a pack of hot smokes. Got it?
Blackie, may I have a pack of hot smokes? Pretty please?
Maybe try it again, but lose the attitude, huh?
The pot is how I lose the attitude.
All right, then. Here you are. A pack of nice, fresh weed. Just rolled them this morning.
Oh, joints?
What do you got against reefer cigarettes?
I prefer using a bong. Better on the throat. People already say my voice is annoying. Could you imagine if it was also raspy?
Hey, everybody. It's Madison.
I get your point. But it's this or nothing.
Okay, here's your $5. At least the price is right, 1944.
Hold it, girlie. That ain't right. You owe me another $5.
You doubled the price?
What the matter? Don't you know there's a war going on? This stuff's hard to get nowadays.
Grow it in your closet like every college kid.
$10 or you better give them back.
Typical drug dealer. Get them hooked on the product, then jack up the price.
I find the system works.
You watch it, or I just might go back to cheap booze.
I'll take my chances.
Fine. Here's five more.
Now remember to follow directions next time, or this will be your last pack. You hearing me?
One sec.
Dude.
Well?
Copacetic.
Well, Anne, how do you like consorting with the younger set?
You mean very younger set, don't you, Inspector Collins? These boys and girls can't be more than mere high school kids.
That's exactly what they are, Anne. There's the high school across the street.
But why did you bring me to this sweet shop, Inspector?
Well, you said you were interested in the Harrison case for your column.
Harrison? Oh, yes. You mean the girl who got into that scandal and then committed suicide.
That's right. The trail starts here. Harrison was a student at the school, only a junior, 16 years old. But somewhere around here began the vicious trail that led to her ultimate downfall.
My, I haven't been in a place like this in years.
More years than you'd care to remember, eh, Sergeant Flanagan?
And just for that remark, you can get your own chocolate ice cream soda.
Come on, you two. You don't want the kids to think you're drips, do you?
All right, I'll get the sodas. Flanagan, you fill Anne in on the details.
Make mine strawberry. And don't forget the whipped cream. That is, if you're paying, Inspector.
Do I have a choice?
In all seriousness, Sergeant Flanagan, tell me more about the Harrison girl.
Well, you've heard the medical report, but you know why she acted as she did, don't you? Marijuana.
Marijuana?
Yes, she was, well, temporarily insane.
Marijuana? Isn't that a drug? A narcotic?
It is, and very dangerous. Once under its influence, common sense and moral standards, logic and reason simply cease to exist.
Here's the sodas.
Oh, thank you, Inspector.
Say, where's my whipped cream?
Perhaps you'd like to explain to our captain how you cost the department an extra 5 cents?
5 cents? After years of service?
So, Inspector, is it believed that the Harrison girl smoked marijuana?
Exactly. It made her do things she subsequently regretted, things that later caused her to take her own life.
And you've traced Harrison's addiction back to this campus, is that it?
Teenagers affording marijuana. And our department can't spring for a measly 5 cents worth of whipped cream.
So you don't love me, is that it? Very well. I know when to bow out gracefully. I don't need a walking ticket. I know when I'm finished.
Listen, that youngster over there, that nice-looking kid.
What's wrong with him?
I don't have to stay around here where I'm not wanted.
If I'm not mistaken, there's another sample of what marijuana does to a youngster.
I'll show you. I'll join the Army. Sure, that's what I'll do. Or the Navy. Maybe the Marines. I'll show you all.
Oh, shut the mother F up.
Is that girl with him?
You're only 16. You can't join anything. Just sit your ass down.
She's got a mouth on her, all right.
Sit down, nothing. I'll show every last one of you.
Hey, stay away from my car.
Come on, Ann.
Where are we going?
After that crazy kid. He doesn't know where he is or what he's doing. Hurry.
Flanagan, aren't you coming?
My ice cream soda will melt.
Flanagan, I'll buy you another one. Come on.
With whipped cream this time?
I'll give you the nickel. Let's go.
Phil, be careful.
My name is Bill.
Whatever. Just don't scratch my car.
Hurry, Ann. That kid's not safe in his condition.
He's certainly not safe running across traffic like that, Inspector.
Phil.
My name is Bill.
Flanagan.
I was trying to help.
Hey, look out, youngster.
Oh, I suppose calling him youngster is better.
He's been hit. That car hit him.
Miss, are you all right?
That idiot scratched my thud! It was all my fault.
No, hush. It wasn't your fault at all. He didn't know what he was doing.
Man, I've had some bad breakups in my day. Like this one time, I broke up with a guy at the zoo. He was so upset, he said he was going to climb into the lion's habitat. But he couldn't get over the fence. They ended up arresting him in the flamingo pond.
Look, here comes the inspector now. Hopefully he has some news. Well, Inspector?
No, Ann.
You mean he's...
dead?
Yes. On the operating table. He never came out from under the ether.
The poor boy.
At least he doesn't smell like krill.
Then there's nothing more we can do, Inspector.
Yes, there is something more we can do. We can find the dirty scoundrel who sold him that stuff. That stuff that made a temporary madman out of a nice clean youngster with everything in life to live for. And we can slap that rat behind prison bars.
Stuff? What stuff?
Wait a minute. You were his girl, weren't you?
Yeah, sorta, I guess. We broke up.
Then he told you things, didn't he? Even things he didn't tell his mother and dad?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be pretty sick if he told his mom about what we did in the back of my car.
You knew Bill sometimes smoked marijuana, didn't you?
What do you mean?
Cigarettes, dear. The unusual kind.
Oh, is that what those were? Oh, they sure smelled peculiar.
Yes. Now think carefully. Did he ever tell you where he got those cigarettes?
Nope, no clue. Never mentioned it.
Are you sure? Think again.
You want to take down his dealer?
That boy just died from smoking that crazy narcotic.
He died because he was an idiot who ran into traffic.
After smoking those cigarettes.
His tolerance was pretty low. One of the reasons I wanted to break up with him.
So tell us, do you have any idea where he could have gotten those reefer cigarettes?
Do I get full immunity?
Please, if there's anything you can do to help us, we need to get the fiend who sells that stuff behind bars.
Well, I am pretty pissed he doubled the price. Okay, I'll take you to his house.
There you are, Inspector.
Yes, there I am. But where am I?
What do you mean?
This joint, it's probably the rat's nest we're looking for. We could break into the place, probably find some marijuana. But what good would that do? The most we could convict the peddler on would be illegal possession of narcotics. That's not enough. I want to send him up the river for the book. Get an actual proof of distribution and sale.
Yes, I see what you mean.
Someone must visit the joint. Actually buy reefers from whoever sells them.
You got $10? I'll buy the reefers.
No, dear, I can't put a young girl like you in that position.
Really, it's okay. I was heading over there anyway.
What about me, Inspector?
You, Anne? No, I'll get one of the boys at the station, one of the younger police officers.
Nonsense. You know as well as I do that every last one of them looks exactly like what he is, a trained police watchdog. If you want evidence, Inspector, it must be from someone who doesn't arouse the peddler's suspicion.
He already knows me. There'd literally be no suspicion at all.
But Anne, it may be dangerous.
So what? It's no more dangerous than letting a mad dog run around loose, contaminating our children. No, Inspector, this is my job. I will go to that house and buy the evidence you need.
All right, Anne, let's go.
Okay, so am I driving?
All righty then. I got us 4 coffees from the cafeteria, and I promise I didn't spend anything extra on the cream. Say, where'd everybody go?
Dr. Blair.
Okay, his place is down the next block.
I think you better stop here so we can walk the rest of the way.
Yeah, that way he won't spot me.
But walking? He knows I wouldn't walk anywhere. He'll be suspicious for sure.
We'll have to risk it. We don't want to be conspicuous, especially to jittery lawbreakers.
Speaking as a jittery lawbreaker, I'd rather not walk.
Pull over.
Fine.
Anne, are you sure you wouldn't rather let me detail one of the boys to do this?
Positive.
But it's dangerous. You don't know anything about the drug you're dealing with.
That's what you think, Inspector.
Huh?
You suggested we wait until dark, so I spent the entire afternoon studying up on marijuana.
So did I! Studying!
I read all about its unhealthy history and habits in the downtown library.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
Very enlightening, too. For instance, did you know that the Indian variety of cannabis, sativa, is also known as cannabis indica?
Fact check. Sativa and indica are 2 totally different categories of pot.
Indica is the infamous bhang, or hashish, smoked in the Orient.
Bhang is an edible, not smoked.
The Oriental assassins smoke it to project themselves into a reckless, murdering mood.
What? Flag on the play! Indica is actually a sedative, you church mom!
That's amazing, Anne.
And sativa is a stimulant. But it just makes you happy and giddy and likely to consume an entire large Domino's pizza by yourself in one sitting.
Anne Rogers, you always know what you're talking about, don't you?
And I haven't even touched the use of the word Oriental. Ugh.
Well, Inspector, when you're dealing with strange things, it pays to study up on them. You never know when your knowledge is going to come in handy.
Yeah, it's always good to be up on the most current misinformation.
We'd better be running along now.
I still don't think Madison should be going with you.
You think 21 Jump Street over here is gonna pass for high school age? Trust me, I'm needed.
We'll be back as soon as we get the evidence. All right, Madison, lead the way.
This feels like the time my mom went bar hopping with me. It was 80s retro night, and everyone could see through her underwear that she was no Madonna. Okay, we're here. Let me do the talking. Comprende you?
I'll follow your lead.
Yeah, who is it?
A customer.
A what?
A customer? What do you think this is? A drug den drive-thru?
Sorry, I got ahead of myself.
What's the password?
Do you know the password?
Yeah. I saved it in my phone.
Time's almost up.
Hurry!
I can't find it. Forgot password. Send email to reset.
What?
Blackie, just open the door!
Oh, it's you, Madison.
Hey, who's this with you? You know I don't like unknown visitors. Don't tell me you go to high school, sister.
No, that's right. I'm no high school kid. But that doesn't keep me from buying some marijuana if I want to, does it?
Well, I suppose it doesn't. And any friend of Madison's better have money to pay.
Bill actually sent us.
Bill?
Yes, you know, Bill McLeod, her boyfriend who buys from you.
Oh, Bill who buys from me. That Bill. What did he send you here for?
I've told you, some marijuana. Mary Jane.
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. Next thing you know, she'll be dancing on the tables to Like a Virgin.
So, Bill told you to come and knock on the door and ask for some Mary Jane, huh?
That's right. I've got the money right here if you'd let me have a pack of cigarettes.
Madison, a word, please.
Sure.
We'll be right back,
Anne.
Anne, sent by Bill. Got it. This is feeling mighty fishy, Madison.
Dude, Blackie, I know she's totally stiff, but once she's toked up, she's much more fun to be around. Seriously, it's medicinal for her personality.
Just the same, I think I'll get Joe in here. Joe!
Joe? The guy who looks like the Hulk down to his green skin?
Hey, that's a condition.
Yeah, Blackie?
Come in here a minute, will ya?
Sure thing.
Come on, just sell her a couple joints and we'll be out of here.
Well, hello, baby.
Joe! Hey! That a new vein on your neck?
You noticed.
Never mind that, Joe. I need you to frisk that hot tamale in the foyer and see that she's not carrying a rut.
You bet. It's a real pleasure.
Ugh, he frisks like he's giving a mammogram.
Wait, keep your hands off me. What's the big idea?
Well, Joe?
Nope, no rod.
Good, bring her over here.
Now, see here, what's the reason?
He watched one gangster movie where the mall kept a gun in her bra, and now he checks everybody, regardless of cup size.
All right, enough. I got me some questions. So, Bill sent you here, that right?
Yes, that's right. Now, if you'll be kind enough to tell this person to let me go.
He's not a person. His species is yet unclassified.
Hold on to her, Joe. And if she opens a yap to holler, slap her down.
Okay, let's pull back on the violence against women here,
I ain't done with you neither, Madison, bringing this dame here.
But Bill sent me.
Look, lady, I don't know no Bill, but I've done a lot of business with Madison.
Madison? You purchase reefer cigarettes?
Don't give me that mother tone. She bought me my first bong. It was the least she could do after swapping spit with the DJ at that 80s night.
So, Anne, who you working for?
I am not working for anyone. I just came here to try to get the reefers.
No one says reefers. It's not plural.
Hey, boss.
Shut up, Joe. Come on, sister. Talk.
But, boss, listen. I just remembered. I seen this doll before.
Yeah? Where?
In the newspaper. She writes a column.
You read?
She writes that. There. Second glance. Her picture's on the column.
Oh, okay. You look at the pictures.
Is that right, sister?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Let me see. Turn her face this way, Joe. Yeah, you're right. She's Anne Rogers.
You know, having your picture on your column probably isn't good for your undercover reporting. Just saying.
All right. Now it's beginning to make sense.
Very well. I'm Anne Rogers.
What? You're Anne Rogers, the columnist? OMG, Blackie, I had no idea she was a narc.
Can it, Madison. You're in this as much as she is. Such a shame. You was one of my best customers.
See? He says customers.
Okay, well, he's gonna kill us, but I'll give you the win on customers.
I can take care of him, boss.
Put that gun away. You can't shoot him here.
No. Why not?
Well, for starters, the bloodstains will absolutely ruin this carpet.
Oh.
No, you dope. Gunshots will bring the cops down on us. For all we know, there's a cop with him right now.
It would ruin the carpet, though.
You skin outside and take a look around. See if there's any bulls in the neighborhood.
Right.
I'm sorry, did he say he's gonna skin a bull?
And Joe!
Yeah, boss?
Maybe you want to holster that gun rather than waving it around drawn like that? I mean, what would the neighbors think?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, boss.
My sister's kid.
What are you going to do with us?
It ain't what I'm gonna do. It's what you're gonna do. So you wanted to learn about Mary Jane, huh? Well, you'll get your chance.
What do you mean?
Never smoked the stuff, did you?
No, and I never will.
Yeah, because you're what? High on life?
Exactly.
Well, that's all about to change for you. See that little room over there? That's the bathroom. Both of you, walk in there.
Contrary to popular beliefs, not all women like to go to the bathroom together. Frankly, I don't want to fight for mirror space. And I have. Shove me, get an eye full of Aquanet. That was a really crazy 80s night.
Get in there.
But why?
Very convenient. There ain't no windows. You notice when I shut the door on you, it'll be practically airtight.
Airtight? What about under the door? There isn't a cat alive that can't reach its entire arm under a bathroom door.
Airtight enough. Now both of you are going to get a nice lungful of that marijuana that you, Miss Rogers, were so anxious to find out about.
What do you mean? How?
Me and Joe rigged up a little gimmick to take care of snoops and troublemakers like you. It's a tube feeding from the incinerator into this airtight room. I'm going to lock you in there and go out and put a big fat bundle of Mary Jane in the incinerator. In 5 minutes, this room will be full of good old sleepy smoke.
Wait! You told me weed was hard to come by because of the war. Now you're going to pump hundreds of dollars worth of it into the incinerator so she can get high for free?
It's for the point I'm making.
You're the guy who gives away edibles as Halloween candy, aren't you? Note to self, trick or treat on this block next October.
After you're both knocked out, and that won't take long, we can carry you two out of this joint without running any risk of you shouting your heads off.
This just isn't good business. I mean, you could easily strangle us or knock us out with a blunt instrument. Why waste your product?
How else can I demonstrate to Ms. Rogers the evils of marijuana use?
After school special?
You're just stalling. Get inside. Ladies?
No, I refuse.
Inside, I said.
Stop! Get your hands off of me!
Girl, he's offering up free stuff! Even when there's some at a party, it's all puff puff pass, puff puff pass, BJ later.
Alright, enough. Let's turn the water on in the bathtub.
You're not expecting us to shower together. Are there cameras in here?
No. The water is so you two can yell all you want. If anybody hears you, they'll just think you're yodeling in the tub.
I'll turn the water off.
It won't matter, because I got one more detail to take care of. This.
Now you're locked in. Enjoy, lady.
Quick, hand me one of those towels so I can get it wet.
The wet towel will help us escape?
No, you put it along the bottom of the door so no smoke leaks out. Didn't you go to college?
This is terrible. We have to find a way out of here.
Yo, you're telling me. That cheapskate is using skunk weed. Ugh, I'd rather suck the exhaust pipe from a 76 Ford Bronco.
Drink some water.
Why?
It happens to be just one of the many things I read when I was studying on marijuana this afternoon. An unusual fact. You see, marijuana has absolutely no effect on a person who has saturated himself with plain, ordinary drinking water.
What?
Yes. Why? I don't know. Perhaps some scientist could tell you.
You find me that scientist, because, that is BS.
But the fact remains true, nevertheless.
You know, I think that is the worst thing you've said so far. It's one thing to spread fear that pot drives people crazy and makes them run into traffic. But now you're telling people, drink water and you won't get high?
It was in a book in the library.
It's like drinking alcohol. Smoking can get you dehydrated, so drinking water can help with basically hangovers. It doesn't stop the effects of the THC. But let's experiment, Miss Scientist. Drink some water.
All right.
No glasses in the medicine cabinet. You're going to have to cup your hand under the faucet.
I'm feeling dizzy.
Did you eat anything today?
Just some of that strawberry ice cream soda.
Ooh, never a good idea to get high on an empty stomach. Speaking of which, you hungry? I could really go for a pizza.
I'm just getting tired. Is it really bright in here?
Okay, girl, put your head on my lap and just relax.
You have two knees. So do I.
Newbies.
Okay, Joe, I got the garage door open. Take the girls and dump them in the car.
I thought you said they'd be passed out from the Mary Jane. They're just asleep.
They was in there 10 minutes. The way hay works is smoke a little and they get wild. Too much and they pass out completely.
Oh, Madison ain't passed out. She's drooling on my shirt.
It's a deep sleep. Madison didn't wake up the 3 times you smacked her head on a banister.
I only hit her head twice. The third time was a foot getting caught between the spindles. She rolled into the footwell.
That's fine. You can throw the lady reporter on the seats.
You ever try this stuff yourself?
Reefer? Not me. I'm too smart. I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. I just sell it. Now go on. Back the car out.
Okay, Blackie.
I'll shut the door after you. Hold it!
What is it, Blackie?
I just thought of something. We got a whole crate full of Mary Jane in his garage. Don't want them cops to find it when they come searching around here after we're gone. We gotta take it with us.
Yeah, I never thought of that.
Come on, give me a hand with the stuff. Over here in this corner. Grab one end, Joe, and I'll get the other. We'll be out of here before... Hey!
What's going on?
Madison's sitting up at the wheel.
She can't. She's on cold.
She's backing out straight into the street. There's another car coming.
Why did you block the driveway, Inspector? Oh, my poor car.
I heard you honking and thought I needed to stop the getaway.
Aw, man. I am way too toasted to be driving.
All right, you two hooligans, into the squad car with you.
How is Madison even conscious? I gave her a full 10-minute dose of marijuana.
Well, first of all, that was the cheap stuff. Second, tolerance level, thank you.
Third.
Third? That's a really cool accent. Are you Australian?
No.
G'day, mate.
This is why I never smoked this stuff.
Inspector.
Ann, are you all right?
Of course, I'm fine. I see you caught the peddlers.
Yes, they're off to city jail for keeps, thanks to you. We have enough to hold them for a long, long time. Narcotics possession and peddling, assault and battery, and criminal kidnapping with intent to kill.
You guys have had a busy morning.
I never should have trusted you, Madison.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Come on, move along, you two.
Are you Australian?
Now the judge can throw the book at them.
A good thing, too. Men like that are a disgrace to a civilized community, as well as a menace to the youth of that community. Don't you agree, Sprightly?
Oh, yes, Annie. Too many young lives have already been lost.
It is a very dangerous game.
It sure is. What with that devilish device they had rigged up? That trick gas chamber? You say you were locked there for a whole 10 minutes?
Yes, a most unpleasant 10 minutes.
Why weren't you knocked out by the marijuana fumes?
It was the water, Sprightly. Marijuana has no effect if you drink water.
The water? Well, I'll be darned.
Madison?
Yeah, Inspector?
Is Anne talking to herself?
You might want to get her home and make sure she gets plenty of fluids.
Say, Anne, how about I drive you home?
Why, thank you, Inspector. Do you mind if we drop Sprightly off on the way?
Sprightly? Sprightly is... here?
Is she here? What's wrong with you, Inspector?
Just say yes.
Sure, of course. I'll drive her home.
You also might want to get some food in her.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, here's your keys, Madison.
Great! Once I reattach the driver's side door, I'll be able to lock it.
Thank you for your, unconventional assistance. Good night. Careful, Anne, you almost fell.
It's all right, Inspector. Sprightly caught me.
Thank you all for listening to our PSA, warning against the evils of marijuana. Remember, kids, just say no to drugs. Oh, who am I kidding? If it's legal where you are, smoke up. But get high responsibly. Always order the pizza first. Otherwise, you order way too much food and end up making a pillow out of the pepperoni stuffed cheese bread. Okay, bye. Hot Copy originally ran on NBC from 1941 to 1942, but was moved to the NBC Blue Network for the rest of its run until 1944. Unfortunately, there are only two very hard-to-find episodes left in the public domain. I didn't find them, because a private collector has retained the rights to the rest of the series. Yep. Just like collectors of vintage wines, some OTR collectors will buy the rights to a series and then, by making it scarce, run up the value of their collection. Sometimes they'll sell the episodes, sometimes they'll just keep them. Thankfully, the scripts are available, with ours graciously shared by Jim Goodluck, who has been recreating the episodes as an audio drama podcast because, surprise, this was a crossover episode! Big thanks to Jim's regular cast members, Rhonda Sigler-Ware, Christian Newhouse, Samantha Thompson, and what? Our Madison regular cast member, Jerry Kokich. He does double duty. You all were amazing. Thank you guys so much. Everyone, you need to go and listen to the Hot Copy Radio Theater podcast. Link in the show notes. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Chrissy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Chrissy Talon Sage. Rhonda Sigler-Ware appeared as Anne Rogers. Other actors in the cast were Kareem Cronfley as Blackie, Christian Newhouse as Inspector Collins, Joe Slepsky as Joe, Jerry Kokich as Flanagan, Jeremy Sage as Bill, Samantha Thompson as Sprightly, and Jonathan Winstead as the announcer.
Hot copy! Hot copy!
Hot copy.